This year's legislative session is entering its final month, and despite several high-profile corruption scandals, there's no action yet on reform legislation. New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt joins us now from Albany to discuss the prospects. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, Soterios.
So, you know, just this spring, we've seen three state senators indicted and one sentenced for corruption. Is this alarming people up there in Albany?
Yeah, it's really deeply unsettling, I think, to the lawmakers, especially since at least two of them have been wearing wires, so we're still not sure how many more might be implicated. And those who are honest feel like they're being painted with the same broad brush. The sense is that the session just can't end soon enough. They want to get out of town and not be the subject of all this bad news, and as a result, some believe very little is going to be accomplished in the next few weeks.
I understand the governor today is holding his 11th press conference on tax-free zones, and he's held none on reform legislation. He didn't show up to a recent rally on reform. Why is he so hands-off?
Well, first of all, the governor has had nothing to do with these scandals. He really has no control over what the lawmakers do and how they behave. So that's running counter to this narrative he's built that he cleaned up Albany. And second, there's a belief that he's pushing so hard for these tax-free zones, which is really an upstate economic development vehicle, because his other top agenda items are in trouble. Public campaign finance reform, there's a Women's Equality Act that would codify the abortion rights in Roe v. Wade. The Republicans who control the state Senate in this power-sharing agreement don't want to do either of those things. So it may be that he wants to focus attention on the tax-free zones because the other stuff is not happening.
So what does that mean for the prospects of reform legislation?
Well, you know, anything could happen. There's 3 weeks left in the session, and, you know, we've seen things come out of nothing before. But the public campaign finance, which would extend New York City's system to statewide offices, is not looking good. The Women's Equality Act has other provisions, but they might have to take out the abortion section. So we may see some watered-down versions of each of these bills.
You know, the governor's been promising since before he was elected to clean up Albany. In fact, in his State of the State, he vowed to have almost instant disclosure of campaign donations to much applause. You say he doesn't really have a lot of control of what lawmakers do, but he does have that bully pulpit. Where is all the energy for that gone?
I don't know. It seems like the indictments, the bribery charges, the embezzlement, the sexual harassment scandal in the Assembly involving Assemblyman Vito Lopez, questions on Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's handling of it, it's kind of sucked all the air out of the room, and I think the governor knows that.
On Friday, New York City reporters asked Governor Cuomo if he would get involved in any efforts to oust Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, and he took a distinctly hands-off approach.
The governor runs the executive branch. There's a legislative branch. There's a judicial branch, and each one is responsible for itself. It would be inappropriate, and I would have no interest in meddling in their business.
Is the sex harassment scandal surrounding former Assemblymember Vito Lopez complicating efforts to reform other aspects of Albany?
Well, I think it is. Speaker Silver is holding on to his job for now. I think the moment has passed for any top Democrat like Cuomo to call for his ouster. And if Cuomo did say that Silver should go, there'd be even more chaos and even less would get done. Now, the women's groups and others think maybe it will spur passage of some of the Women's Equality Act, particularly the parts on anti-sexual harassment. But, yes, it's just contributing to the general malaise up here in the final weeks of the session.
All right. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen DeWitt is the State Capitol reporter for New York State Public Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.